your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Body Talk, a comprehensive look at traditional, alternative, and functional medicine, featuring Dr. Stephen Ross with co-host Drake Killis. Now let's discuss Body Talk. Here are Dr. Ross and Drake.
Well, welcome to another edition of Body Talk. I'm Dr. Stephen Ross, and I'm with our guest co-host today, Heather Fleming. Hello, Heather.
Thank you, Dr. Ross. So great to be here again.
Great to have you here. Drake is off today, so Heather is kind enough to fill in today. And very pleased to have her here. We got a great show lined up for you today. We've got our guest today is Dr. Ted Koren, who is an expert in the area of vaccinations and immunization. So this will definitely be a very interesting show, and I'm sure we're going to have lots of call-ins. And just to get things started here, Heather, why don't we talk a little about what Body Talk is all about? What is our purpose here?
Yes, Dr. Ross, what was your vision for creating Body Talk?
Well, you know, really, Heather, what I wanted to do was have this as a forum where we would have experts coming in on the show as guests, such as Dr. Koren, to speak about issues in healthcare today and look at the research behind a lot of the controversial subjects that we're dealing with today. Such as today in immunization vaccinations. We're going to have a number of guests coming up here I'm very excited about. One is Dr. Danziger, who I hope we can have after the new year, because you know what his specialty is,
yes,
don't you?
After the holidays, when everyone's maybe overate a little, we can have him come and talk about this the D word, diabetes.
Diabetes and diet. He's an expert in the area of diet. He's done a lot of research in that area. As a matter of fact, he was the one, or is the one, that is the doctor for the television show The Biggest Loser.
Mm, yes, we have a lot of local people doing in their work offices doing The Biggest Loser.
Oh, do we really?
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
I hear that from a lot of my friends. They're all doing their own little competition.
They're doing it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. And then we've got Hilton Johnson, who is with health coaching, and he's going to be on the show here in a few weeks, and he's going to talk about how and where you can get involved to become a health coach. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a lot of people that are changing their careers right now to become life coaches and health coaches. And Hilton has an outstanding program for those individuals who want to be health coaches. So today's show is live, and we are taking calls. And if anybody would like to call in with questions for Dr. Koren or ourselves, they can call in at 866-472-5792. That number again is 866-472-5792. And if Dr. Koren is with us right now, I'd like to say hello to Dr. Koren.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thanks for coming, Dr. Koren.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Dr. Koren, and we're very excited to have you here in a very controversial subject that I'd like to just ask you to begin with, Dr. Koren. How did you get involved in the subject of immunization and vaccination?
My son was born.
Oh, good reason.
Yeah, and, you know, and even though from my studies I had not planned on vaccinating him, in the back of my mind I had doubts.
Uh-huh.
You know, is he somehow unprotected? Am I really doing the right thing? Is it worth putting up with the school system? Was it worth putting up with my mother-in-law? You know, what is really going on here? And I wanted to back up my sort of intuitive feeling, my gut feeling about vaccination with solid scientific evidence.
Right.
So I began to spend a long time studying, researching, dealing with, interviewing people, going through the medical journals, going to conferences. And when our daughter, who came by about 3 years later, was born, there was no doubt in our mind that she would never be vaccinated, as her older brother was never vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
And they are healthier for it. In fact, if you speak to people who have vaccinated and non-vaccinated children in the same family, you always hear the same thing from the parents, that non-vaccinated children are far healthier
right.
than the vaccinated children. And right. we give the kids shots because we want them to be healthy, and yet it turns out the opposite is true. It's the vaccinated kids that have the allergies and autism and eczema and ADD and ADHD and all of the myriad problems that were rare or non-existent before mass vaccination.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? You know, I came into the same realization. You and I have similar backgrounds. We're both chiropractors. And I also had that question when my son was first born 21 years ago, to vaccinate or not vaccinate. And I also did my own research, and it was very controversial even back then. And I think the biggest challenge, as you said, was dealing with my parents and my in-laws and trying to rationalize and provide them the information that I was seeing out there.
And the interesting thing is your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents were probably never vaccinated or had very, very few, if any.
Isn't that interesting? When did vaccinations really come into the forefront as to almost being mandatory?
Well, it started really in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
It was the polio vaccine, which was later admitted to be a failure.
Isn't that interesting? You know, I read something on Dr. Jana Salk, the creator of the vaccine, that in fact he did not even vaccinate his own kids because
Salk
he saw the dangers of it.
Salk was scared of the vaccine. He's quoted as saying that you hold your breath for a day or so before after you give a shot. You don't know what's going to happen. We knew what happened after his shots were given. The incidence of polio increased dramatically in the states that the Salk vaccine was given in. In fact, the Salk vaccine was banned shortly after it came out mm-hmm. because so many kids were getting polio from it. However, this would have been a horrible embarrassment to the Eisenhower administration. So instead, they stopped the vaccination and they modified it a little bit and said, okay, now we have a better vaccine. But they also changed the diagnostic procedures of how mm-hmm. polio was recorded. Before that, you had to have symptoms for 48 hours. Most symptoms would go away.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you had to have symptoms for 6 weeks. You had to have polio-like mm-hmm. symptoms for 6 weeks. Then you were said to have polio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the polio vaccine, they said you had to have symptoms for 48 hours.
Hmm.
Actually,
interesting.
Actually, I sort of reversed it. But the fact is that they changed the reporting of it and made it seem like polio disappeared when it never disappeared. However,
right.
we still have a lot of acute flaccid paralysis today, and it's called acute flaccid paralysis or meningitis. It's not called polio, and yet it's the same thing.
It's the same.
And we have more of it today than we ever had before.
Isn't that interesting? But
and
they're
it's
not
all over the world now. It used to be polio right. was called the American disease,
mm-hmm.
In some countries, because America, England, Sweden, and Canada were the first countries to show polio. These are the countries that started using heavy-duty insecticides, toxic chemicals such as DDT and DDE and lead arsenate,
uh-huh.
and they were reporting paralysis. And initially, scientists said it's from a toxin. And they actually cured people of serious polio, the bulbar kind, the worst kind, using ascorbic acid and other antitoxins.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Yeah.
Interesting.
However, the virologists claimed it was caused by a virus, and they won the debate. Not the science. They just won the political debate.
Right.
And
so
polio
still exists today, but it's now just called flaccid paralysis.
Oh, it's all over the world, more than it ever was in the past. There is now more polio today in America than ever before. And largely it's due to the vaccines we're giving our children that are highly toxic and the other chemicals in the environment.
Mm-hmm. And what are those chemicals that we're seeing now in the vaccinations?
You see a soup. A lot of us want to believe or are led to believe that vaccines are sterile and they're just in a sterile solution. You put in a little bit of weakened germ and you give it to the kids. But in fact, vaccines cannot be filtered. There is a soup of all kinds of things that many of them are unknown. In fact, most of them are not known. Prions and viral particles, in addition to the stuff that's put in it, which, of course, the chemicals are rather dangerous. There's mercury, which is still in childhood vaccines.
Right.
I want people to know that. The mercury is permitted in trace amounts. However, the fact is, trace amounts are still deadly.
Right.
In fact,
absolutely.
A trace amount of mercury is 50 times higher than what's allowable in drinking water. And this
isn't
is based on FDA and CDC documents.
And they allow that to happen.
They allow it, and they don't even mention it. They say it's mercury-free because the pharmaceutical companies are permitted to say it's mercury-free, even if it has trace amounts.
Really?
Which are still toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the flu shot, most of the flu shots are full of mercury, 25 micromilligrams. And it's interesting that they will tell, they are now telling pregnant women to get a flu shot, which is full of mercury, which passes the blood-brain barrier and goes to the fetus and can cause fetal damage. At the same time, they're telling women, don't eat tuna because it has mercury in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet go ahead and take the flu shot.
Take the flu shot. And
right.
There's a big difference between ingested mercury versus injected.
Mm-hmm.
When you inject something, it has access to all the internal organs. You go through the blood. When you ingest it, at least, there's a limiting factor there that
right.
may prevent it from spreading through the body, which is your immune system. Vaccines do what the immune system is designed to prevent, and that is put bacteria and viri into the body, bypassing the skin and mucous membranes.
Right. Now, is there ever any time that vaccinations are necessary or
like
that you would recommend?
Vaccines?
Pardon me?
The childhood vaccines?
Childhood vaccines or any vaccines for that matter?
None.
No,
these vaccines to so-called get rid of diseases have been a total failure. And I'm talking about polio and smallpox,
mm-hmm.
as well as the childhood diseases, which were almost all gone. Deaths from the diseases were total, 98% gone before the vaccines came out.
Right.
But the damage done by vaccines is highly significant.
Right. And we're going to talk about that more after our break here. We have with our guest with us today is our guest, Dr. Ted Koren. Dr. Koren has written numerous books on the subject. One is called The Truth About Vaccinations.
That's not the title.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is the title?
Childhood Vaccination, Questions All Parents Should Ask.
Questions All Parents Should Ask. And we can find that on your website at korenpublications.com.
korenpublications.com.
That's K-O-R-E-N, publications.com. And we will be back with Dr. Koren in just a few minutes here. Again, this is Dr. Ross and Heather Fleming with Body Talk, and we will be with you in just 1 minute.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today.
Want to learn learn more about Neuroscience's laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system, visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience, improving health through the nervous system.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Hello, I'm Heather. Welcome back to Body Talk. This is Heather Fleming along with Dr. Ross. Our special guest today is Dr. Corin. His specialization is with vaccinations in children. Just if you spend a minute and you Google vaccinations controversies, you see many celebrities discussing the subject. What do you think, Dr. Corin, does it have to take for the federal government to do something about it, to step up? I mean, we have the celebrities on board, we have the research. What's the other big challenges?
It's happening.
Okay.
It's happening. It's just a matter of time. This is a, you know, a very lucrative field for the medical profession, and not only is it money, but it's prestige and power, and it's eventually, I mean, it's like the Berlin Wall. No one thought it would come down, and now it's the Berlin speed bump.
And so it has to come down.
It has to, because we're hurting too many children.
Right.
I think the number one problem with vaccination, with MDs and vaccination, is that they are ignoring the number one rule of clinical medicine, which is listen to the patient. See,
right.
Patients know their kids better than any doctor does. Patients know their own bodies better than most all doctors do. And patients will often, if you listen to the patients, and you're often told this by the greatest diagnosticians, listen to the patient carefully, and you will learn how best to take care of them. They will tell you what's wrong and what the cause is. Now, when a patient comes to the doctor and says, "Doctor, after you gave my child this vaccine, he had seizures, or he stopped looking at me, or he descended into autism, or every time I touch him, he would scream because he doesn't want to be touched," and, you know, horrible things like that. And the doctor says, "Well, it's a coincidence."
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay.
It's a coincidence,
but then it happens,
right.
Then it happens again. And
right.
A patient comes and says, "Doctor, you gave my kid this shot, and within a few days, the kid's not the same anymore, and his brain is not working like it was." And then the doctor says it was a coincidence. Well, how many times do you keep saying this
right.
until you finally start listening to the patient and saying, "Hey, maybe there's something I'm doing that's wrong."
But Dr. Corin, there's no research backing this up.
Oh, there is a lot of research backing.
There is, isn't there? There
and,
is.
However, one of the most horrible things, and it's tragic, the pharmaceutical companies have created studies that were designed to prove vaccines are safe, in
right.
spite of the evidence to the contrary, and they're fraudulent studies, and they manipulate the data to a horrible degree. I remember when I was in school once, my roommate had a friend who was working in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, who worked for cigarette manufacturers. He was
mm-hmm.
a scientist there, a researcher. So I said, "What are you studying?" And this is in the 70s. He says, "Well, right now we're doing research to prove that cigarette smoking doesn't cause cancer or heart disease." And I was taken aback. I said, "You can prove that?" And he looked at me as if I were a lower life form, which, being a student, I was. And he said to me, he says, "Ted, give me the money and I'll set up the experiment.
Right.
I can prove anything."
Isn't that interesting?
And right now, the kind of research that is so-called proving that the vaccines are safe is the same thing.
Right. You know, I was watching a video the other day from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he's done quite a bit of research on this, and he published a paper called Tobacco Science and the Marisol Scandal. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Oh, he's done some really excellent work. Thimerosal is the mercury that's
right.
used in vaccines.
Right, right. So it's interesting that they can set up these studies to prove whatever they want to prove, can't they?
Well, what Kennedy had written about in detail was the Simpsonwood study that happened in Georgia, where something very terrible happened. A government-funded study revealed that vaccines actually cause nerve damage and brain damage in kids.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And this upset everybody in the business, so they held a secret meeting, and the findings were only released when people went to the Freedom of Information Act. So they said the government set up a secret meeting in Simpsonwood, Georgia, conference center there.
And it was brought to with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, the government. And what happened was they got together and they invited the vaccine manufacturers and people in the vaccine business and government, and did not invite anyone who was from the other side being critical of vaccines or the public. It was not open to anyone. And secret documents that were finally revealed show them saying, we've got to do something with this data. So they took the data and they watered it down, and they had finally, after four versions, not only did the paper show that the vaccines, well, initially it showed the vaccines cause nerve damage and hyperactivity and brain damage in children, but when they were finished with the paper, you can actually make a statement saying that vaccines make kids' brains healthier. That's how bizarre it was done.
However, like smoking cigarettes was good for the individual.
Healthy. And it's the same thing. But interestingly, some of the researchers who are very big in the vaccine business said to each other privately, not knowing this would be revealed to the public, says, until we know more, I don't feel comfortable about having my grandchildren vaccinated.
Isn't that interesting?
But they would not tell it to the public. In fact, one of the government researchers, I believe he's from the CDC, Dr. Chen, said that we have to keep these minutes private and confidential in case they get misinterpreted by other people.
Right. That was Dr. Bob Chen.
Yes.
That's
Robert
right.
Chen.
So do you see what's happening with immunity or immunization vaccinations today on a similar path to what's happening with tobacco? Do you see this coming up?
Well, it's going to make the tobacco situation look tiny by comparison.
Really?
Because nobody was forced to smoke cigarettes.
That's right.
True.
And cigarettes didn't cause brain damage that your parents had to pay for from infancy.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount of damage and the quality of the damage is far, far greater.
So what can parents do that are concerned, that maybe having a child, or they have a child and they bring them into the pediatrician, the pediatrician says, okay, we're ready for the first series of 9 vaccines. What can the parents do, and what can the parents do also when it comes to getting their children into school?
If the parents only vaccinated the kids by the time they were school age, like 5 or 6, we would have a lot less autism and allergies and asthma.
And why is that?
Because the vaccines, one of the mechanisms of vaccine damage is it interferes with brain myelination. Right before birth and right after birth and during infancy, the brain goes through changes and it gets a protective fatty covering around its nerves, which help the nerves function properly. Without this fatty covering called myelin, you will have an unhealthy brain and it won't be able to work right and process. And, well, you see it in autistic kids because vaccines interfere with brain myelination. So the myelination is, much of it is finished when a child is 5 or 6. However, it really doesn't stop until you're in your late teens.
Mm-hmm. So really allowing the child to grow a little bit and develop the protection before vaccinations is really the recommendation you would like to see.
Well, I'll give an example. And you know what crib death is?
Yes.
Child is found dead in the crib. And by coincidence, crib death seems to peak at 2, 4, and 6 months, the very months that children are given their vaccines. And the medical establishment says it's just a coincidence.
Sure, it's coincidental.
Yeah. However, in Japan, they stopped vaccinating children because under the age of two, after a number of children died, I think the number is 37, after DPT shots or DTP shots, so the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus shots that are given regularly now.
Uh-huh.
And because a number of children died after the shots, the Japanese government, the ruling, the court said, we cannot vaccinate children under the age of 2 years old. Cannot.
Interesting.
You know, until then they had been following the American schedule, mm-hmm. 2, 4, mm-hmm. 6 months, etc. At that time, that's what it was. And when that happened, this is reported in the journal Pediatrics, Supplement to Pediatrics, actually, written by James Cherry, who is a big promoter of vaccines and gets money from the vaccine interests. And he reported this, and I was shocked when I read it. He said when they changed the date of minimum age of vaccination from 2 months to 2 years, crib death in Japan virtually disappeared.
Wow.
And not only that, so did infantile seizures,
uh-huh.
and other neurological problems.
And what happened to the rates of autism?
Well, the problem was they had a whole new crop of neurologically damaged two-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
But the most severe damage minimized as the children got stronger and gained weight. Mm. So when you minimize the exposure to vaccines as long as possible, my sense is that my suggestion is you should not vaccinate a child until he has at least passed 50 years of age.
Oh, that means I'm about ready.
Yeah, and then you can say no. You have to realize there is no federal law forcing anyone to vaccinate. There is no law forcing you to vaccinate. Mm. This is all state recommendations. You cannot be arrested for not vaccinating your children.
That's interesting.
That's a common
you know,
controversy is when you bring up vaccinations is, oh, it's isn't
it's
it a,
the law.
It's illegal. It's illegal.
Law.
It's correct.
Right.
That's the
and,
first
you know,
thing. They
do have regulations for school. They say no shots, no school.
Right.
But almost every state except two, you cannot vaccinate and still go to school.
That's
talking
right.
About public school. In fact, California, where I know you're located, has a wonderful law. You just have to check a box and say, I don't want it.
Great.
Well, that's interesting. We'll talk more about that after our next break here. But before we go, Dr. Korn, could you mention the name of your book again and your website?
Sure. Childhood Vaccination, Questions All Parents Should Ask. And you can get it at korenpublications.com, K-O-R-E-N, publications.com. It's also on Amazon, but
okay.
They're running real low. You can get them much
get them through your publications.
Yeah.
And all the information.
Our phone number if you want
yes,
to call.
Please.
800-537-3001. 800-537-3001.
Great. And all that we're talking about today, I would assume, is in your book.
Oh, yeah.
And if not, it can be found on your website. And Dr. Korn, you're all over the websites with videos and articles, and you provide some excellent information for parents as well as for physicians, and we really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, they put some of my interviews on YouTube.
I've seen those. They're very, very good interviews.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. So when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion about vaccinations and immunizations with Dr. Korn. And this is a call-in show, so if you'd like to call in, please call in at 866-472-5792. And also, if you'd like to be a patient of ours at our clinic, either in San Diego or around the world by telephone, you can call our number at 858-481-1131, and we do have operators standing by. We will be right back after this short break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80% available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit curingthecause.com today.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk. This is Dr. Stephen Ross with our guest co-host today, Heather Fleming. And our guest on the line here is Dr. Corin. Welcome back, Dr. Corin.
Thank you.
And we have a caller here that I'd like to bring in. This is Anthony from San Diego. Anthony, you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing good. I tuned in a little late, and I just caught the end about autism. But I had a question in regards to ADD. Were there any links to the vaccinations and ADD also?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. ADD, ADHD, autism, processing disorders, dyslexia, vision problems, allergies. You often find that children with ADD, for example, have allergies. Or does your child have allergies?
Yes.
Yeah, this is, see, the vaccines damage the neuroimmune system, the nervous system, and the immune system. And usually you find a whole plethora of conditions that children that have ADD, autism, ADHD, and the conditions I mentioned, and others, suffer from. They can also suffer from impulsive violence, and they just don't seem to have the right, the control over their emotions that you would normally expect. And this is something we never saw before. This is all due to vaccination.
Interesting. How old is your child, Anthony?
Nine.
I'm sorry?
Nine.
And yeah. He had his whole series of vaccinations, I would assume, before age two?
Yes, but he's not been officially diagnosed with ADD. They're trying to push him into that realm. And we, you know, me and the wife just wanted to know. I told her about the vaccinations could be a cause. And, of course, Kaiser always mixes that theory, so.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, the most important thing to do is start getting your child under chiropractic care.
Okay.
I'm sure the doctor here would be happy to discuss that.
Right.
And also detox. You have to see if you can get the toxins from the vaccine out of his system.
You know, that's an interesting topic you bring up here, Dr. Corin. We wanted to talk about treatment once somebody has already gone through the immunization, the vaccinations, and they do have illness, they do have disease. What are we looking at as far as evaluating and treating?
Yeah, this is something that I run into a lot. The parents will say, I didn't know I had my kid vaccinated. What do I do?
Right.
And the damage can be subtle. And, it could be just a facial tic or the kid's just not like that he should be. Something's just not right. Parents can pick it up. Mothers are great. They're so intuitive.
Right.
But they're so tuned into their child. Others are more severe. Depression. You know, it could be in addition to physical problems, allergies or emotional problems.
And what should the parent do at that point?
What does the parent do? There are a number of approaches, and, I've outlined a few of them in my book. One of them is I recommend, of course, chiropractic care, especially a chiropractor that works on the cranial bones.
Mm-hmm.
You find chiropractic craniosacral therapists are very good at that. Homeopaths are very good. A classically trained or traditional homeopath can help get toxins out of the child. There's a detox protocol that can help, everything from magnetic clay to special baths to put
right.
the child in to get it out. And, of course, nutritional changes involved. We find that some kids, for example, autistic children, if you take out gluten and casein, wheat and dairy from their diet, these sugars, the wheat or these proteins or peptides, wheat and dairy, they will come back. There have actually been stories of autistic children starting to make eye contact again
right.
and talk after you change their diet. But every case is individual.
Right.
And you look for little things in a child or an adult to help them better. For example, your child, does he have constipation problems, something like that?
Now,
as you know,
Dr. Korn, I practice functional medicine, so I do a lot of highly specialized lab testing. And one of the things that we do for kids like this is we'll do heavy metal testing and look mm-hmm. for elevated levels of toxic metals, such as the mercury.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of MDs. I think Stephanie Cave in Louisiana, I think, has been doing a lot of research on that. She's mm-hmm. a medical doctor who had a vaccine-injured child. She's a housewife, had a vaccine-injured child, went to her MD, and the MD said it's nothing to do with the vaccines, and she didn't believe him. And she went to medical school and then came back. And now she's working on vaccine-injured children. You have to admire people that have that kind of internal courage and strength to do that.
Absolutely, and I know we've got some doctors here in the Southern California area that specialize in areas of autism, and I believe they're called DAN doctors.
Yeah, Defeat Autism Now, DAN.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing
Defeat
you have
autism.
To tell the parents is don't vaccinate these kids anymore.
Right.
These vaccines are poisoning them, and it's damaging their brains. And the thing is that most kids are not severely damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But most parents, even if the kid is slightly damaged, the parents don't even know it. They
right.
think, oh, my kid's just not right. You know, he can't process. He's got ADD.
Right.
He's a little violent. He's depressed. It's just the way things are these days.
It's the subtle changes that they're not recognizing as being potentially as a result of the vaccinations.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. the MDs are not telling them it because the MDs are in more denial mm-hmm. than anybody.
And these symptoms can be reversible, or at least...
In some cases they can be reversed. I'd say, if my experience, in most cases they can be reversed.
Right.
You have to put the kid under a detox and various protocols. It's not easy, but what's the alternative? To have a kid that's brain damaged?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, you have to do it. In fact, Vera Scheibner, who wrote a book on vaccinations, an Australian researcher, who discovered independently that vaccines were causing crib death, she ended her book with the statement that all vaccines should stop now, and we have to reevaluate the whole business, mm-hmm. and that we have to start helping these damaged kids. We stop vaccines today, we will not have damaged kids tomorrow. And this whole idea that measles and mumps will start killing people is a big joke.
Right, right. What is the National Vaccine Network all about? Wasn't that set up by the government to help parents who have had vaccinated damaged children?
Yeah, there is. It was supposed to be a no-fault system, where you came in and said, my kid was hurt from the vaccines, and the government gave you money.
Is it kind of a payoff? I mean, that's kind of what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Well, the government has acknowledged vaccines cause serious death and serious injury in children. However, it's a very bad system. It should never have been done, because what happened is it got the pharmaceuticals off the hook.
So
if you have a vaccine-injured child, you can't sue your doctor or the drug company.
Isn't that interesting?
Now you have to go to the government. And if your kid dies, if your baby dies from a vaccine, they will pay you $250,000.
Oh, wow.
That's what your child is worth. However, they have to pay much more if the child is, like, brain injured and has to be on a respirator for years. Then it might go into much more money. And I spoke to one family who was involved in this horrible government system, and they said that the judge in the system kept delaying the verdict in the hope that our child would die. And then they'd only have to pay $250,000 and not the $2 million it would take to keep this kid alive for the next 40 years.
Well,
yeah, this is what the government is doing. They are mandating we vaccinate our children, and then telling us, but if your kid dies or gets seriously injured, we'll pay you off.
So
let's just give parents the freedom to say no and tell them the truth about these vaccines, that they are not necessary, they don't work, and they are causing horrible damage.
So our strategy, when a parent recognizes these few symptoms, even ADD and the post-vaccination, because their child has been through a major trauma, what would be one of your first few suggestions to...
My first suggestion is stop vaccinating the child.
Absolutely. And
bring the child to a good natural healer that knows how to do good detox.
And re-nourish the child, because it's just been in a state of shock. So
feeding the
child nourishment, whole foods, organic vegetables, vitamin C.
Well, what you have here is you have parents that are no longer breastfeeding. So they have a kid that's not even well-nourished.
Correct.
And, you know, when they do they do tests on vaccination. And, you know, in the medical journals, you read about these tests, right, to see if the vaccines should be given. And the vaccines are always tested on healthy children.
Mm-hmm.
Full birth weight, strong, healthy, with no neurological problems or the problems. They weed out everybody else and only test the vaccines on the healthiest babies.
Mm-hmm.
But what do they do in real life?
Yeah, and then
everybody.
And the state of the nation is unhealthy, so even our lab results with an adult isn't even normal, because it's compared to an unhealthy adult.
Oh, it's a very bad system. We are vaccinating unhealthy kids for the most part, and they are being they're just crashing and burning.
And I would assume the same goes with the elderly, where they're recommending the elderly that are sick should be getting vaccinations and immunizations.
Well, vaccines are mostly given to the helpless in our society, the very young and the very old, simply because they cannot complain.
Isn't that interesting?
They can be easily manipulated. I mean, a baby can't tell you that his brain feels, is being damaged. You can't tell a kid is dyslexic until he starts reading.
Right.
You can't tell a kid is autistic until certain milestones are not reached, generally. I'm speaking in general terms.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize most children that are labeled autistic were born normal. They were healthy babies,
and
then they were given shots and became autistic in most cases.
Right.
There are certain exceptions, which we could get into, but it's that is mostly what you see all the time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, very good. This is very interesting, and I'm sure our listeners are enjoying this as well, and they have lots of questions.
Well, you know, this is going against a lot of what they've been brought up to believe, so they might
be very
upset with what they're hearing.
True.
And my suggestion is don't kill the messenger.
That's right.
But investigate this. I mean, we have more sick kids today than ever before in our history, and they're getting sicker.
That's right.
With more health problems than ever before. This is what they say, the first generation of children, they may die before their parents.
Isn't that something? I've heard that also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back with Dr. Corin. And in the meantime, this is a call-in, so please, if you have any questions, call in, and our lines are open at 866-472-5792. And this is Dr. Ross with Heather Fleming. And we will be right back with Dr. Corin right after this message.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience, improving health through the nervous system. Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit MyHealthCoachCareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at MyHealthCoachCareer.com. That's MyHealthCoachCareer.com.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Hello, welcome back to Body Talk. This is Heather Fleming along with Dr. Ross. We have been speaking with Dr. Korn regarding vaccinations, the controversies. We're going to go ahead and open up the first initial. If you have a child with any of the symptoms that we're going to go over with autism, please give our office a call at 858-481-1131, and we can set up an initial consult and help you with that. The regular price was $195, but if you're a listener, it's on sale for $47. Dr. Korn, let's go ahead and maybe start with the symptoms again that someone would notice their child would be experiencing after a vaccination.
Well, the symptoms can occur immediately afterwards, or it might take weeks or even months.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why it's so hard to sometimes put two and two together. You know, your kid gets a shot, and everyone's told, oh, the shots are harmless, and they, you know, they do a lot of good, and the chance of anything going wrong is one in a million. And then you notice a few weeks later your kid's getting colds all the time,
mm-hmm.
or his or her immune system is not the same. We don't even have to talk about autism or serious brain damage, you know, retardation or blindness or deafness. You just notice the kid's not healthy like he used to be.
Right.
That, you know, you never think of connecting it to the shots, although research shows that that is quite, shots are all quite capable of doing that very thing.
Well, it's interesting, when my first one was born, we did decide to go through the first series of vaccines, and I noticed he just wasn't the same. And at that point, I decided not to vaccinate anymore, and I told our pediatrician about that. And you'll never believe what happened, Dr. Korn.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, we got a discharge letter from the pediatrician saying that our philosophies are different and we can't work together.
Oh, wow.
He did you a blessing.
Yes, he
I think so. Now that I look
that
at
was the best thing he
yeah.
could have done.
Now that
and
I look at absolutely.
I always tell people, you don't need a pediatrician unless your kid is really ill.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, most pediatricians, it's pretty much a well baby visit, which is just a euphemism for vaccines.
Mm-hmm. That's what I insist telling people, absolutely.
Other comments I've heard from the medical community, if you decide not to vaccinate your child is benefiting from all the other parents that have decided to vaccinate their children around.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just something they made up. There's no proof of any of that.
They learned that in medical school?
They learned to repeat certain mantras.
Got it.
One of the mantras is the benefits of vaccines outweigh the risks. So whenever there's an issue, and you'll see, you know, where there's a criticism of vaccines, they usually will trot out somebody from the health department or some MD, and he will repeat that. The benefits, you know, vaccines may have some problems, but the benefits far outweigh the risks. And they keep saying it as if it were true, but in fact, there's no proof to that at all. And one of the main reasons is because the risks are not reported. Studies show that MDs do not report vaccine-injured children. And it could be 1 in 10 is only reported, 1 in 10 injured children, or 1 in 500, according to some studies.
And are they required to report that?
Yes.
They are.
But if they don't report it, there's no penalty. See how they make the law in favor of pharmaceutical and drug companies. So, and they have done studies. One study that showed only 1 in 50 vaccine children were ever reported was done on a group of MDs who knew they were being watched. And they still only reported 1 in 50 times, only one injured child out of 50. So we don't know how many kids are being hurt. Therefore, it's impossible to claim the benefits outweigh the risks. If you don't know the risks, you can't tell. But there's another factor of childhood diseases which must be told to parents, because this is very important. And that is childhood diseases are known to have beneficial effects on the development of the child's immune system.
By developing the immune system against it, isn't it?
It strengthens and matures the immune system. Parents have, for millennia, reported growth spurts and developmental spurts.
Interesting. So disease is healthy.
Well, detoxing is healthy. And what you really have is a detox and a cleansing. In fact, I know in India they would call measles a gift from a goddess. Mm-hmm. Because they noticed the children would have growth spurts or developmental spurts after they went through the measles. And these diseases have traditionally been benign, mild diseases in almost every child. A child who does get seriously ill from whooping cough or measles or mumps or chickenpox is a child that is already very, very ill.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you find that especially when they were trying to, and they did push the chickenpox vaccine, which still amazes me because it's a vaccine that against a disease that never really hurt anybody. Very rare. The only kids, if you look it up, that were really that had died from chickenpox are those that were on chemotherapy already for like cancer.
What their immune systems were already
Totally destroyed. Or children that were under a lot of medical care and the MDs mismanaged the chickenpox and gave the kid antibiotics and steroids, which damaged the immune system.
You know, Dr. Corin, I'm being given the signal here that we're just about out of time today, and I want to thank you very much for being our guest here. You know, there is so much information on immunization and vaccination that's the truth and not the truth, and we're going to continue this discussion with Dr. Corin next week, aren't we, Doctor?
That'd be fine with me.
I would love to. There's so much information that that is out there that needs to be clarified. So we're going to wrap up today's show and thank Dr. Corin and thank you, Dr. Corin, for calling in.
Yeah.
And thank you, Heather, for being
Dr. Ross.
Guest co-host today.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Ross with Heather Fleming, and I just want to tell you that our call-in number will stay open here for a while. And also, if you want to come into our clinic, get an evaluation, we do have the special going on for our listeners at $47, regularly $195. And our number is open there at 858-481-1131. And also, our book is on sale as well.
Great. And if you want to reach Dr. Ted Corin, please visit him at www.corinpublications.com, and that's K-O-R-E-N. And you can buy his book on vaccinations online.
And until next week, we want to thank the listeners for listening in here and look forward to next week's show with a continuation of Dr. Corin. This is Dr. Stephen Ross.
And Heather Fleming.
Saying goodbye for now and great health for you and your family.
We appreciate your joining us this week for Potty Talk. We have another topic lined up for you next week, so join us again Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.